Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're looking for help in scaling your e-commerce business or dropshipping business, then just go to ecommercescalingsecrets.com and fill out the form, and we'll see exactly how we can help you to take your business to the next level. Thank you. Yeah, guys, hello. And our guest today.
Hey, guys.
Oliver Kenyon. This guy is amazing. We've had like several calls already.
Too right? many, man. Too many. We're doing some good stuff together. I love it.
And so, and people love them, you know, that's why we do them again and again. And today, Oliver will share with you something amazing. He'll share the framework for the store, right? He'll show you the store that they basically skyrocketed the conversion in the store. They improved the average order value. He'll show you the exact structure they have used there to achieve very good numbers. And what volumes you scaled that store?
They've done over 3 million now in a very short space of time, right? This is born on the back of the pandemic. You'll see in a minute. When they launched the store initially, the conversion rates were okay. A lot of intent for organic traffic was good. But when we took over and did what we were about to show you, kind of like 3x the conversion rate, 3x the AOV, and also 3x the lifetime value, which is mad. But I'll show you all of that. There's going to be nothing left unturned.
That's awesome. And also, Oliver will share with you a new conversion rate calculator tool.
Yes. So that's exclusive. No one's seen this yet. We only launched this last week.
I'm excited myself to see it. So
it's so cool. It's so powerful.
And then at the end, like, we'll also, Oliver will share with you something interesting, something exclusive for our community. So you guys can take advantage of that. I'm 1000% like it's there's so much value. Like I would just like prepare to take notes, guys. If you're watching, just prepare to take notes, because Oliver will share a lot of value and a lot of like golden nuggets with you today.
Thank you. Let's
take it over.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I love this part. I love it. Thank you, guys. Just a quick intro on me. I don't run webinars like a lot of these kind of fake kind of gurus run webinars, wherever they kind of show you a slide deck and take you through a long, boring, painful process to upsell you something at the end. That's not what you're going to get right here. You're going to get real life case studies. I'm going to be showing you actual content, actual websites, actual stats. Everything is going to be here for you in front of your screen, and then you can just take action on it. Why do I get to share this with you wonderful people in my wonderful friends group? Well, I have been doing this for 8 years. So we have a company called Landing Page Guys for 8 years. We've eat, sleep, lived, breathed, done everything we can to stay on top of landing page optimization and conversion rate trends. Like I say, we have a full team here. There's 12 of us here in the UK. There's 40 of us globally. And we turn out between 50 and 100 projects per month. So we're all organic. We basically, all of our customers are organic. So we only grow if we get results. And this is why we've launched this calculator. So before we get into the individual site itself and show you the case study and how you can lay out a top converting store on Shopify or WooCommerce, whatever you use, first and foremost, I want to get into everyone's mind and show them exactly and why conversion rates are so, so important. This is why we built this. By the way, guys, this is a free tool. Anyone can use this. Just go to landingpageguys.com/ROI calculator. Or if you go to landingpageguys.com, scroll to the footer and there'll be a link called the ROI calculator. Now, this stat we have, if I can turn my camera around, we have it actually on our office wall. And it says it's easier to double your business by doubling your conversion rate than it is by doubling your traffic. Now, I'm very honest when I do these webinars. I'm very raw. I'm to the point. I don't sugarcoat anything. I don't say any bullshit. It's straight facts. Now, I'm going to be very honest, and Alex will kind of back me up here. Whenever we go to conferences, shows, talks, you know, me and Alex have been at the same conferences, spoke at the same conferences in front of thousands of people. Everyone tends to talk about traffic. That they tend to deal with this statement: doubling the traffic. How can we get more traffic? How can we scale out accounts? How can we get more accounts? How can we stop our accounts getting banned? How can we scale our business? And sometimes that can lead you down a rabbit hole whereby you forget about this side of things. Now, let's imagine you're doing the same amount of traffic that you're doing right now, but instead of, you know, doubling your traffic, you double your conversion rate. That's super powerful. And this is what this calculator will help you do. So I'm going to run through it quickly. I know everyone's waiting for the good stuff whereby I take you through the real life example of how to lay out a store, but I want you to understand how powerful this stuff is. So let's take an average conversion rate, and we get a lot of leads per month. And I would say the average conversion rate of anyone who comes on to comes on and launches a Shopify store is around about the 1%. You can go from sort of 0.56 up into, you know, you can get your 2s, your 3s, your 4s, your 5s, but I would say an average conversion rate is around about 1% for someone using it.
And so that comes like not just like from stats, but also from your observation, right?
Absolutely.
Because you are working on like 50, 100 projects a month. You're seeing a lot of like data.
The scale is higher and lower. You know, we have people who come on and have like a 0.4% conversion rate. We have people who come on with like a 2% conversion rate. It all depends on the sort of product you're selling, the price point, how you're marketing. And marketing comes into a lot of it. You know, that traffic is important, very important. But on average, let's say an average kind of conversion rate for anyone who picks a landing page builder or a store, you're looking at around about 1.5%, between 5 and 1.5. So let's go down the middle with one. Now, let's say, for example, again, an average monthly traffic calculation for this store is around about 100,000 uniques. Now, again, this is very average. A lot of our clients, most of our clients will be doing this per day, but I want to speak to everyone. You know, I want to speak to people who are new versus people who are experienced. I think 100,000 hits per month is very doable. Would you say, Alex?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. So let's go 100,000 hits per month, right? And let's say your AOV is, let's say you're doing a medium to sort of low tier price point. So your AOV, your average order value is around about $20. Okay, so from these stats, and this is all very, very average, this is kind of typically what we'll see. You're out of your 100,000 hits per month, your current number of conversions is going to be 1,000. Okay, so that's quite simply, you know, 1% conversion rate on 100,000 is 1,000 things. Your generated monthly revenue is going to be around about 20,000. Okay, AOV at 20K, at £20, times your conversion rates, your conversions is 1,000, you're going to be sitting around about 20,000. Now, let me show you how powerful even the slightest uplift in conversion rate is going to be. I'm not even going to look at these kind of doubling. That's realistic, but I don't want to give you an unrealistic view. I just want to give you a very, very realistic view. Let's say, for example, you increase your conversion rate by 0.5%, which I will do for you, by the way, on this video. If you know anything that I'm going to share with you, you will increase your conversion rate at minimum 0.5%. Okay, so take notes, because you will be able to do this yourself after this video, after this live. So this is a very, very, again, we would normally, you know, increase the conversion rate far higher than this, but I want to give you a realistic output. Okay, so 0.5%. And let's say we don't even increase your AOV, so your average order value stays exactly the same. And again, our job is to increase that AOV, and I'll show you how we did it on a client's project in a second. But let's say it stayed exactly the same. Now, Alex, you would admit this is quite underassuming, right? I'm not bigging these numbers up here. I'm saying that you increase your conversion rate by 0.5 and you don't even make more money on the sales. Conservative amount, right?
Here's what I'm saying. It's fucking doable, right?
It's very conservative, right? So all of a sudden, your new conversion rate is gone from 1% to 1.5%. Your number of conversions per month has increased by 500. Okay, so you've gone from 1,000 to 1,500. Your AOV stayed exactly the same. So we're going very conservative. You're going to generate an additional $10,000 in revenue from the exact same traffic from purely increasing your conversion rate 0.5%.
And that's like, so Oliver, you're showing the benefits, the direct benefits, right? Like revenue increase and stuff, right? But there are also indirect benefits of that. There are indirect benefits of increasing the conversion rate, because if you advertise on Facebook or you advertise on other platforms, it's pretty much all about the data, right? So if you get more events, more conversion events triggered, right, it means like your pixel seasons faster, it optimizes faster, you're more competitive in the auctions, which gives you the competitive advantage against other people, right? So that helps you to scale, like not from the perspective of also, you know, not only from the perspective of profitability, but also from competitive advantage, right?
So there you go. And you'll be amazed at when I go to step three in a minute, but that's so relative. Thank you, Alex. Yeah, completely. Now, again, this is conservative. Let me just put it into perspective. Let's say, for example, you did double your conversion rates, which again is very, very doable, very, very doable. I'm not just going to say, you know, it's easy. Let's we do it for every customer, but it's very doable. From 1 to 2%, you would like to think you can easily do. Okay, so let's say you go to 2%. Let's also say that we could increase your average order value. So let's say you didn't have an upsell or cross sell, or you didn't have a suggestion wall and all these things that I'm about to show you that we can increase your AOV. But let's say we just increase it by $5, nothing massive. We're not saying you're going to, you know, sell double the product. We're just saying $5 per sale, we'll probably get you $5 more. Okay, now look at these stats. Okay, so for the same amount of traffic, your conversion rate's now gone from one, sorry, I'm going to go to one here, not two, so I'm just going to double it, 1 to 2%. So 1% was your original, now we've increased it to 2%. The number of conversions has gone from 1,000 to 2,000. But your AOV has increased by $5, so 20 to 25. Your additional revenue is $25,000 on month one. So the day you drive off, right? The day you pull that car out of the car park, you're $25,000 additional revenue. And the reason I'm doing this is not to go, landing page guys are amazing, we will do this for you. It's just to put it into perspective how important conversion rates are. So let's get into it and show you. But first and foremost, I just want to show you a few more on this calculator. Again, you can go and use this yourself. The increase in revenue is 125% on this, based on this. And your monthly revenue after the increase has gone from 20,000 to 45, you've more than doubled your monthly revenue for the same amount of traffic. Let's not forget it's costing you exactly the same. Now you might say, okay, well, you know, landing page guys are expensive, and we'll kind of get into that in the end, and I don't really want to talk about that right now. But let's say on average, we would charge you, you know, let's say a landing page, just a single landing product landing page is going to be around about $2,000. Okay, and this is why we built step number three, for you to get it into your kind of heads of how amazing these kind of results are. In month one, if we charge you $2,000 for your landing page, your increase in revenue is $25,000. So it more than pays for itself 12 times over. Your return on investment is 1,200%. You couldn't even get that in cryptocurrency right now. So this is how powerful this stuff is. Let's say we're going to do a store for you. Even if we did a whole store, you're still 400% up on day one. Okay, this is how powerful it is. But this hopefully has shown you that conversion rates matter. They really matter. And now I'm going to walk you through a real life case study. Okay, so this is a client of ours here in the UK called Packamas, packamas.com. You can go check out the site. I have zero anything to hide. You know, we've done this for 8 years. I have nothing to hide. I want to show you how you could lay out a high converting store. Now, if you go to our kind of YouTube channel, there's loads of in-depth videos about page layouts and different principles and such. But the most important things, I think, in a store these days is having flexibility and also increasing that AOV and lifetime value. Now, when I speak about flexibility, there's a lot of things you should have on your landing page. And I'm going to run through it very, very quickly, but then I'm going to go into detail on some new points that I think are really, really crucial. So very, very quickly, we follow what's called the ADA principle. Most of you would have heard of it, but lots of you may not follow it. The ADA principle stands for attention, interest, desire, action. And it's basically the way your page should be laid out as you go down that page. And I'll show you, but I also want to talk about it. So A stands for attention. How do we get people's attention above the fold? So on Packamas, we do that with a very clear headline, but we keep it flexible so we can change these out. And I'll show you how this is built in a minute. The second section is interest. How do we pique their interest? Okay, well, I'm scrolling through this page. Don't worry, guys, visit this link afterwards, write it down, copy it. I don't care. I'm here to give you some useful tips so you can increase your conversion rates. Piquing their interest. We pique their interest with things like benefits and features. And remember, always lead with your benefits, then go into your features. So all of these things in this section will now speak about those kind of benefits and those features. The D stands for desire. So this is where we get into social proof, case studies, reviews, testimonials. So, you know, things like these Instagrammable pictures are really cool. Then we get into, you know, your desire section. So it's all your testimonials, your social proof, which is crucial. And then we go into A, action. What is that one clearest call to action that people can use to go and buy this face mask? And I'll show you a product page in a minute, guys. It follows exactly the same principles. Beyond those things, there's some other really important things. Social proof is huge. So social proof, again, is kind of in form of those testimonials, those case studies. But even things like this, just above the fold, just having a kind of five stars and a kind of explanation of those five stars above the fold is going to really, really increase your conversion rate. So I challenge any of you to note down, rewatch this video, go visit Packamas, and just have a look at these important elements. And if you don't have them, honestly, this 0.5% is very doable by yourself. Okay, so if you don't have these things on your stores above the fold, for example, then you're losing money. So all it takes is 5 gold stars and a rating, and that's going to increase your conversion rates. So social proof is huge.
The way I think about conversion, right? Like, these are all numbers, right? Like 2%, 3%, 5%. I mean, it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, like, what's behind those conversion numbers? Mm-hmm. You know, they're people.
Right.
They're people that, I mean, you buy their attention, like you buy their like eyeballs somewhere, you place ads, Facebook, Google, you know, whatever platforms you're using. And so you get them to watch it, your stuff, right? And then so that 2% conversion, for example, it means that like 2 people out of 100 have like, okay, this is it. This is what I want to buy. This is good product. Price seems reasonable. I'm confident this, you know, company will deliver the product and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely.
So it's pretty much like when you optimizing conversion, it's like you are just like optimizing the, you know, that human interaction, right? 100%. You are optimizing the thought process that people have, right? 100%. So for example, you have those like testimonials. It's like you're basically putting those testimonials there so then other people will see and then they will resonate with those people, right?
Or when we call it like a checklist, but it's almost like ticks. It's like little buffers. What other buffers can we put on the page to, like you said, to make people feel like this is a legit business. This is, I can trust this business. Someone else is using this business. And these conversion principles are exactly those. You know, there's clever things we can do. And I'm going to go over the product page now, but there's clever things we can do to up the AOV and also through the whole journey. And I'll show you that as well. But it's all these kind of conversion principles that you're absolutely right. You know, how can I make that? I paid for someone to come to my page. How can I make them trust in my business by showing them things that I know intrinsically? Their thought process doesn't work like that. No one sits there and goes, oh, okay, that's a testimonial. So someone has used the product. They say it's great. So I now think it's great. Like, it doesn't happen like that. It just happens subconsciously. Yeah. It's all these subconscious elements that you need to have on your pages that will increase that conversion.
Exactly. Because people, like, when they land on the website, so let's say they land on this website, they see it for the first time.
Yeah.
Right. And they look for, like, you know, when humans are not sure what to do, right, they look at other people, what other people are doing. Right. Like, we follow someone. Like, it just, like, in human nature. And so, like, the principles that, and the things that Oliver like lays out here, I mean, they're like, we just don't go so deep into that, right? But they're like, they're fundamentally like reverse engineered human behavior, like thousands of years ago.
Amazing. You know? Yeah, the reverse engineered, I love that, reverse engineered. I'm gonna con that term, reverse engineered human behavioral marketing.
Trademark it.
There you go, man. We're gonna launch a business next week. Let's do it. But you're absolutely right. So again, like, I will run over important elements and I'll show you why this page is laid out like this and why it converts. And then we'll get into the juicier stuff, like, you know, how to up your AOV bundle and stuff like that. But a product page follows that ADA principle as well. Okay, so if you're using a landing page builder or a theme, sometimes you're restrained within what you can do. So I would always recommend that you do go custom or you do work with a developer who can change things around. But these are the important elements on a product page. So above the fold, you've got that very clear, again, social proof with the rating. Put those 5 stars on there. Make sure it's visual for everyone to see. We have the product name. This in-stock icon here works very, very well. If you don't have something like this, it sounds stupid, but add it and it will increase your conversion rate. It's all that kind of scarcity. And if you have it kind of blinker like this, even better so. So it kind of goes on and off. You've then got a clear descriptive headline that is benefit driven. So comfortable, reusable, kills 99% of bacteria for 50 washes. That's the benefit to me as a consumer wearing this. We'll talk about the bundles in a minute. And then it's all about those buffers again. So things like the Visa and the MasterCard icons, have them by every single buy button. Have the guaranteed safe checkout by every single buy button. Again, it's kind of like Alex said, it's those non-conditional kind of things that we don't even think about. But when we see them, we subconsciously go, oh, do you know what? Visa, MasterCard, I know those brands. I can relate to those brands. Those brands are trusting this brand. I will therefore trust this brand. And that's how all these little buffers or conversion principles work. The more you can have in the right places, the better. So this is a huge one. Your clear headline and your description is a huge one. In-stock item is a really cool thing to add if you don't have it. Payment seals by all of your buttons is really crucial. And this get safe guarantee. emojis on buttons work. I know I'm just running through them really quickly, but I want to get to the kind of back end and the user journey stuff as well, because that's very unique to us. We actually developed this whole flow, and I'll show you it shortly. And then a product description, of course, is very important. We've got some nice pictures of the products as well. But then with following that ADA principle. So above the fold, you get my attention. Then you're piquing my interest with the kind of benefits. Then we go into that desire section, you know, that social proof. So again, when it comes to social proof, more organic pictures, the better. People on their iPhones, they work way better than professionally shot photos. Of course, if you're using influencers, then you can include some of that stuff as well, as you saw we did on the homepage. And then at the bottom, we go to that call to action again. So, you know, how can we kind of get people to buy this product? So this is a really good example of how a product page should be laid out. But what I want to do as well is I want to go into detail again. I'm not just plugging our YouTube channel, but there's a video of how you can kind of lay things out properly and all these more details on things like social proof and trust proof. But what I really want to do for you guys is show you something that's very unique. And this is our kind of new store build and our new user journey and the way we take people through and the way we were literally allowed to 3x conversion rates, 3x AOV, and 3x the lifetime value of PackerMask and various other clients that we've applied these store ideology and methodologies to. So I mentioned on the homepage about being flexible. The way we built this site is so that we can interchange this banner here and this banner up here. And I believe, and the top toolbar, and I believe that's really important when you want to A, increase your AOV, and B, increase your lifetime value. If you want people to buy more of your product, you have to be on trend. You have to be doing things like spring collections. You have to be doing things like sales, 24-hour flash sales, things back in stock, you know, scarcity. You have to have the flexibility on your landing page and your website to be able to do that. And this is what we can do with this. So again, people will probably ask, how do you do it? Well, it needs custom coding, but on the back end in Shopify, we have these sections. So we have the top bar, very clearly. You can come in here. I can change the link that it links to. I can change any of the text. I can change the text color. I can even put images on here, and I can pin it to the whole site. The same goes for the notice bar. So on this notice bar, I can have multiple. So it could be scrolling if I wanted it to. I actually advise against scrolling. I don't think it converts as well as just having one clear message. But I can change the background. I can change the product. I can change the text. So this is all just on the back end. I can change the text on both with all the colors, the links to the product, the buy buttons.
Which theme is that?
So most of our themes are kind of built on top of WT, but it's a custom integration, basically. So all this code is custom, but we will build on top of themes if needed. We can enable a timer as well. So we've built in the kind of factor to enable timers. And then this one here is just a kind of image. So again, we can change the link. We can change the image. We can put a button on top if we want to. We can change the button position. So it just gives us that flexibility to basically adapt to the times. We can send out, we can change things here, and this is what we do for this client. We change the headlines and the promotions, and then we'll send out email shots, and customers will repeat purchase. And if you can get customers to repeat purchase, your asset as a store owner, a brand owner, becomes a lot more, because if you can get people to buy more than once, your multiple is far, far higher than someone who just buys once, for example. So the AOV and the lifetime value has literally skyrocketed just from this section alone, because we can be super, super flexible with it, change it, and people still know it's PackerMask. People still trust in the rest of the site, but we can switch out offers here. You know, things like Valentine's, things like Mother's Day, things like when we got things back in stock, flash sales, whatever it may be, the spring collection. You know, we're being dynamic with our offering, and we're being clever. And that's really, really going to increase that AOV and that lifetime value. Now, to take you through the pre-purchase flow on how we really, really increase the average order value to PackerMask, I'll do this now. So this is, again, it's custom coded, but it's not hard to do. You know, find a developer who can do it, or come to us, or wait for the end until we give you a really exclusive opportunity. But I want to show you this for free. I'm not saying you have to use us. I'm not saying, you know, just go and get this done, because this will increase your average order value. So I'm going to take you through the journey. First and foremost, let's talk a little bit about bundles. This is another way we increase that average order value. Okay, so initially, these guys were just selling singly. So the quantity picker, you would just pick a kind of mask and add it to cart, and away you go. By ensuring we kind of added these very easy boxes, we've really, really increased that AOV and the products people buy per sale. Because you have to think, like, I always think this when it comes to user psychology and people on landing pages, people are lazy. Like, people are stupid. You have to treat people as being stupid and lazy. And I know that might sound harsh, but you have to give them, put everything in front of their face. Just put everything in front of the face and make it the easiest possible way to do what you want them to do. So this is why we install buttons like these. Again, these are custom coded. We use a volume and tiered discount app on the back end to do this. But let's say, for example, I want to buy 10 masks. All I need to do is click the button and it automatically adds 10, 3, 6, 1. And then the other thing when it comes to bundling that's really, really important is putting not only the price that you save, but also the percentage. So both of these have an increase in your conversion rate. If I was just to put the percentage or just to put the price, it wouldn't convert as well. So make sure you have both. And then just encouraging people to buy more. So you can do this on a landing page as well, because a lot of questions we get asked is, okay, what if I have one product with multiple colors or multiple SKUs and I still want to bundle it? You can still do that. You just have a bundle where it opens a modal and it says, you know, select your colors, for example. It just might need an extra step. But let me take you through this flow. So let's say, for example, I buy one mask, okay? I get taken to my cart page straight away, and we get a pop-up that says, don't pay for shipping. So we've set a minimum rule on this store that $30, anything over $30 is free UK shipping. But we have this dynamic header here that's really played a role in increasing AOV. So we said, it's dynamic, right? So add £12.05 more and qualify for free UK shipping. So what happens if I add another mask?
Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're looking for help in scaling your e-commerce business or dropshipping business, then just go to ecommercescalingsecrets.com, ecommercescalingsecrets.com, and fill up the form, and we'll see exactly how we can help you to take your business to the next level. Thank you.
Boom, yippee, you've got free shipping. Okay, so a lot of people are doing this. A lot of people are adding that extra mask or that extra item to qualify for that free shipping. So this dynamic ability to do this on the cart page really, really helps. Another thing I'll say, you know, about the cart page is having these steps up here really, really helps conversion rates as well. A lot of people say, well, why do people, this is a common problem I read in, you know, Alex's group and my group and other groups. People say, I've got so many people are adding to cart, but then they drop off before they purchase.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
All the time.
And I think a big problem with that is because you're not being honest with them on what part of the journey they're on. So you do some pre-purchase upsells, you do one-click upsells, you shove products in their faces, and you're not being honest of what step within that journey they're on. So if you do pre-purchase upsells, or if you are doing something before they get to the checkout, just putting a simple bar here across the top, do the same on mobile, that allows that person to know exactly where they are on that user journey, really, really helps that trust as they go through that flow. So they know exactly where they are. There's no secrets. They know they're on one step of four, okay? They know that. They trust that they're going through that journey. Instead of just keep coming up with different pre-sales, different upsells, flash, 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 tell them exactly where they are and do it in a very native way. So just by adding this will also increase your conversion rate. Now I go continue to checkout, and I know I'm going to another step because you've told me. So this is our own unique product. We have launched this, and there will be an opportunity for you to get this at the end. But we have launched this, and this is our suggestion wall. So I've told Alex this story before, and he laughed at me. But the way I came up with this idea was, again, it depends where in the world you're watching this. But in the UK, we do our grocery shopping on an app. Like, I hate going to the store to buy products, right? So I do it on an app. So I use Tesco. And Tesco do this very cleverly. You put all your groceries, like your milk, your vegetables, your cookies, I don't know, whatever you want to eat, in your product, in your basket, and then you go to the checkout. You go, okay, I want to purchase now. Before you get to that checkout, they do something very similar to this. They say suggestions. They say, oh, we noticed you've missed some essential items. And if you haven't put butter, if you haven't put flour, eggs, bread, you know, things that most people purchase in your basket, they will offer it to you at a one click on suggestion wall. So we took that concept and we put it into Pack-a-Mask and other stores, and it's dramatically increased the AOV of clients' user journeys. And it's a very nice way of upselling. So again, these products are dynamic. I'll show you in a minute, but all you have to do on the back end is any product on the store into the catalog for the suggestion wall, and it will appear on this wall. And you can drag and you can put where they appear on the in order. You could have one product on here, you can have 10, it really doesn't matter. But this has been amazing, especially as we've put the shipping on here, because if you imagine this says, like, you know, add £3 more or £4 more to get your free shipping, Well, a lot of people will just go, do you know what? I'm going to add the cart because it's a useful item. It's only a little bit more. And then I qualify for that free shipping. So this user journey from cart with the shipping bump to suggestions with the suggestion wall and telling people exactly where they are on that user journey has dramatically helped to increase the conversion rates, but also that AOV of the customer on this store and hundreds of others we've done. Now, some other crucial points to kind of go over just whilst I take you through the flow. Another thing that's really important, and again, Alex said he gets asked it all the time, we do, why are they leaving the cart? Why are they not continuing? Is keeping consistency on your messaging and branding between all of your pre-purchase pages. And what I mean by that is, have a look at this. So they know exactly where they are on the journey. The title is exactly the same. The colors are exactly the same. The text on the button and the color is exactly the same. And then when I go to the checkout page, it's exactly the same. The header's in the same place. Everything's in the same place. I know where I am on that user journey. The continue to checkout button is the same color, same font, same wording. And you'll be amazed. People will look at this and laugh at me, but I guarantee if you do these things, that 0.5% I showed you was so fucking powerful on here, you can really easily achieve just by doing these things. Again, notice the payment sales by the buy buttons. You then go to continue to checkout, and then I'm obviously taken to Shopify's checkout, whereby you can check out. And this is just another little quick tip because most people don't use Shopify Plus. So if you're on the standard Shopify setup, don't use this image up here for a logo. Use it for a logo plus payment and guaranteed sales. People won't know that this is an image. You can find these images online. They're free. They're really easy. But just that bit of trust again and that secure logo will really help increase your conversion rates. And as I scroll down, look at the button. Same wording, same font, same color, consistency across your whole checkout experience. And it's these kind of geeky things that most people think, oh shit, how do I scale my ad accounts? Forget it. Do these things. And you can and will achieve amazing things with your conversion rates. So hopefully I'll have a breath of air, and hopefully that's been helpful for you guys. So guys, feel free.
Yeah, man, it's been awesome. It's been awesome, man.
Thank you. Please feel free to ask any questions. But if it's okay with you, Alex, can I share a little exclusive that we're going to do for you guys?
Can we like answer a few questions?
Of course. Yeah, if there's some questions, that'd be great.
Yeah, so a few things. So what about countdown timers on checkout? I have the capability, but I don't like it. For example, you know, and I think this has to kind of like, and you tell me for this from your perspective, right? Because sure. The way I see it like is like, there are many things that I don't like, right? Like, for example, I don't like exercising in the morning, right? I don't like eating like healthy food, right? I don't like, I don't know, sleeping like 8 hours and maintaining like good lifestyle. But I mean, those things are working, you know?
They're good for you, right? Yeah.
And I think the same applies for the things that Oliver shared. Like, because like you tell me from your perspective, have you seen, for example, those countdown timers on checkout? Have you seen them to improve the stats from your experience?
So things like countdown timers, exit intent, pop-ups, all these kind of things, like they're all kind of gray, right? They're a gray matter. You know, Facebook might not approve of them. If you can get them in and get them approved, then run with it. All I would say is test them. But my honest advice on this, and I've shared this with you before, Alex, when we've had conversations about it, is like marketing has evolved so much. I think if you go back kind of 4 or 5 years ago when we were building landing pages, everyone wanted bells and whistles. Everyone wanted flashing buttons. Everyone wanted one-click upsells that would sort of, you know, take over your whole screen. Everyone wanted countdown timers, sporadic countdown timers on the products. Like everyone wanted all these things. And I think it worked for a very short space of time. But what happened is it almost burnt the consumer. There was a generation of people that got burnt by these, you know, rush my free trial or pay free plus shipping model and, you know, recurring bidding models. And I think what's happened is A, compliancy has come down on it. And B, the consumer is more now knowledgeable because most people purchase on things on products online, more people are shopping online, that they don't respect those gimmicky things. So I think if you're going to do anything like that, just do it in a very native manner. So, you know, we do have sites whereby on the checkout page, there's a countdown timer, but it doesn't say you have a minute to check out, hurry up. It will say something like, we have held this product for you for the next 10 minutes. Like, it's more of a convenience thing for the consumer. It's more of a benefit for the consumer than a, oh shit, you've got to buy this within a minute. because people get pissed off with that sort of thing, and also so does compliance. So I think you've just got to be careful. I think it's just how you use these things.
That's awesome. So second, awesome, great timing for me with the bundles. So yes, thank you for that. So what about those articles advertisers put before the product page?
So advertorials. Advertorials work really well. You know, we do a lot of advertorials, and I think it depends on items. I think anything that you can sell on like a listicle works very well with advertorials. So anything that you can put into a top 10 list will work really well. You know, for example, Packamask do very well through affiliates because they're on all the top 10. You know, a lot of people will search best face mask and there'll be huge publications that will have lists of the top 10 face masks. That's effectively an advertorial. It's a bit of content that you click through down to a landing page. All I will say is the principles don't change on an advertorial. They're still the same as a landing page, as a sales page, a product page. I will swear till I'm dead by the ADA principle, just laying that page out in the same way. Get their attention above the fold in an advertorial with a kind of maybe a shopping stat, then pique their interest by telling them more about the story and the product, the problem, then market the solution. Desire with some social proof. Okay, my name's Jimmy. I've used this product. It's great. Bang, action. Okay, where can I get this product? That's when you come through to this page. So yeah, advertorials work wonders. You know, it depends what product you're selling, but yeah, they're very good.
Awesome. Why would you link your customers to your homepage instead of the product? And I mean, I'll answer it myself, and you Oliver, also give your perspective, because for us, oftentimes you just get better conversion rates, like sending people to homepage. Like whatever reason, like, I don't know, like maybe giving them the option to explore, maybe like pre-framing them, because you know, we also have some good information about the products, increasing that desire, giving them the background on the company, giving them the background on the products. And that, you know, I've noticed sometimes I just outperforms. So we would have like two different campaigns on Facebook, for example, one sending people straight to the homepage, one sending them to the product, and the homepage like would simply have like higher conversion rate and higher ROAS. So And you tell me from your side.
From our side, we've always preached, for years, we've preached building direct response landing pages. So we've always preached you should have a store. Every product should have a store because of organic traffic, repeat purchase through emails, et cetera, to build on your collection, for example. But I'll show you guys the I don't think it works anymore because we took it offline, but I'll show you how we first generated a lot of revenue for Packamask was via a direct response sales page. So we didn't send traffic to this page or the product page or the collection page. We sent products to this page. So this was a direct response sales page. You can't do anything else. You can't click anywhere else. These all just scroll down. So there's no traffic leaks. It's very aggressive. It's to the point. You know, we're following that ADA principle. We talk about benefits over the features. Then we go into the features. You know, it's following everything we've ever practiced, but we initially started driving traffic to this. Now, once the brand became established and people understood Packamask and the masks and the space became more adopted, the product page and store started converting better. But I would always test. I mean, if I was building a new product, I would always build a direct response sales page to start with. Then I would expand on my product and do a store. And then I would test. I would go homepage versus product page. But funny enough, collection pages probably convert just as well. So these type of pages convert really well.
I would consider, like, so this is more like apparel. And for our apparel stores, like, we see, like, when we send people to the collection page, it actually probably, out of all three, like, it converts the best. Because
I agree.
Give people the option to choose a design they specifically like.
Unless you're trying to sell one specific product, of course.
Correct, exactly.
Then collection pages work really well as well. So I've just tested these things, 100%.
Awesome. So Julie was asking, so I didn't see the lead capture popover on landing page. What are your thoughts about asking the visitor their email upon reaching your homepage?
Yeah, so we do have an exit intent on this. So we use Klaviyo and we've integrated an exit intent. It's probably just because I'm cookie that you don't see it. But I think they're good for exit intent only. I wouldn't use an email capture just coming up on the site while someone's browsing because it's going to piss people off, right? It ruins that user experience. Only place and time I would use it was on an exit intent. So if, for example, someone's on your site, and they're about to exit by going up, you then pop up, for example, a 10% discount. But, you know, we've done things like we've done extensive tests. You know, we have an ongoing CRO offering that we work with some high-end clients on. And we've done things like introduce Wheelio, for example. Like a lot of people use Wheelio, which is the, if you haven't seen, you've probably seen a shop with it. It's where you have like a wheel and it says spin the wheel and you might win 10%, 20% free delivery,
No abuse by everyone.
Right. That's my point. It got battered and it actually kills the conversion rate. So I think things like that I wouldn't use, but something simple as, oh, you're leaving, why not get 10% off, input your email, works quite nicely.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. All right, another question. Hey, is there any possibility to change color or sizes of products in cart? I couldn't find an app or information anywhere. It's a Shopify store.
Not in the actual cart page itself. So we would always make them click back to the product page. For example, just make sure that these are clickable so that you can then go back. I mean, with custom coding, you could definitely do it. And I think we've done it before on some product, on some checkout pages. But no, I think your kind of best bet is linking them back to, just giving them the flexibility to link back to that product page to change it. We always code it so you can change the quantity or remove items. But as far as drop downs and such to kind of edit your colors and stuff, I don't see it being needed. I would just have a link. You know, if it's a product that relies on that and you get a lot of people who add to cart and then want to change it, I would just put a button here. It's very easy to hard code a link here, you know, /remove/edit, and just take people back to that product page to edit it. But it's something that could be custom coded, definitely.
Awesome. And last question, and then you can tell more about like what you have got.
Yeah, of course.
So question is, can you link a different website? Can you link a different
website
to the same ad account without getting banned? Okay, so who asked this question? Let me check. So Anna asked this question. So it's, you got to use like one domain ideally per ad account, right? So if you're breaking that, then it's higher likelihood that you will have your ad account shut down. So ideally you use one ad account per URL. Anas, reach out. I'll just tag you here. Anas, connect with Matt. Matt, we'll see how we can help you, maybe getting you like more ad accounts or something to advertise with. We get back to Oliver, if you can tell more.
Absolutely, yeah. So when I was invited,
a lot of people have been asking for this, right? And so
that's why we've kind of built this. A lot of, funny enough, obviously me and you are good friends and we do quite a few of these lives together.
It's like people would watch it, right? Or the same with me. Like I would watch something that's like, wow, looks good, it looks awesome. Now I have to actually fucking do it, right?
This is the thing that I say, Alex knows me too well, but if you watch any of my previous videos or content or anywhere I talk in the world, like I always say, the one thing that you'll get out of this video is actionable content. Like that's my ethos, right? Is like, if I can give people actionable content, then I've done my job. Because I think it's so fucking cool if anyone can watch this and without using my company, they can make changes and they can go and do, you know, it's life changing. Like if you can add 0.5%, that's an extra 10 grand revenue per month. Like that's 120 grand per year. That's life changing. So like, that's what excites me when I do these things. But as you say, you do always have people and, you know, we wouldn't be a business if we didn't offer this service, who just want it done for you. And I'm one of those people because I'm too lazy, right? I just want to pay the best people to do the work and get the results. So we get asked a lot after doing content with Alex, in his other Facebook group and such for a kind of special. And everyone always hits us up on our site. And my sales guy, Greg, gets fed up because everyone goes, oh, can we do a guest down? Can we do a guest down? So this time we prepared something for you. And this is going to be exclusive. And I'm not using this for kind of scare tactics. I'm purely using this because of capacity internally here at Landing Page Guys. We only have enough capacity to do 5 projects. So for the first 5 people who contact us, and again, you don't have to, you can go and implement that stuff I've just shown you by yourself and get results. And that's, to me, in fact, more beneficial because I love seeing that. I love seeing people just go and do stuff and make money. But if you want to work with us, we will do a discount on our new store e-com package. So everything you've just seen in Pack a Mask for your own brand, for your own products. So I'm talking about the dynamic header like this, the full store. So this will be a start from scratch. So completely unique design, fully coded, integrated into Shopify or WordPress with this whole dynamic header set up, with the whole user journey set up. So the cart page, the suggestion wall, the order bumps, the shipping bump, the user journey, everything included from start to finish, design, code, and integration for five people, the first five people who get in touch with us for 5K, okay? So like I said, this is normally, we're actually increasing, this is, my guys put the wrong price on this, we're actually increasing this, but normally we charge about 7K for this. We'll do it for first five people who come through Alex for 5K. So all you need to do is go to landingpageguys.com/Fedotov. And if maybe you guys can put the link below, it'd be really useful.
And Oliver, how many products could there be like on the website?
The SKUs don't really matter because what we're building is the framework, right? We're building that product page with the ADA principle, with the conversion principles. So, you know, you can then have as many products as you want. You can add edit, you know, it'll be a general Shopify store. So you can do what you want on the back end as far as adding as many products as you want. So the SKUs really don't matter. So this could either be a new build or you might be up and running and you might see the power of these conversion rates and think, you know what, shit, I'm going to get in touch with these guys. I'm going to have them rebuild my site. Because again, let's run those numbers, Alex.
For example, like let's say someone has like five products. Could you build it in a way where it's like structured? Let's say so there's like this product, but also that pre-purchase upsell sequence, so people can also buy other products. So pretty much structured for maximizing the average order value.
That's the reason we do it. You're 100% correct. Right. Yeah. So someone could have their hero product as a product page. They could also have the five other product pages, but they could then pre-sell the other four products on that suggestion. 100%. Yeah, that's exactly what we did with PackMask, for example. They have their hero product is their mask, but they have these amazing other essential items, like things that you need to have with a mask or would be good to. So like, you know, a mask case, a UV wand, antibacterial hand sanitizers and sprays. So we interchange these on that suggestion wall all the time and calculate the results, see what sells best, you know, flash sale on these. And most people will add these products to their stores. And that's how we've managed to double
Can you see the reporting on these, like on the back end, like how many of these, like each of these upsells people have taken and stuff?
Yeah. So it's just a general product. It's a general product in your store. So you can see exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. You add it exactly the same as you add a product. The only thing you need to do is just add it into, you know, when you go to the right hand side, it says collections. You just add the collection suggestions. That's all you do. And then it'll appear on this wall. It's all dynamic. It's all custom coded for you. You just need to add it to the collection on the back end. So you can interchange these within seconds. Literally within seconds.
This is awesome stuff.
So guys, like I said, the first five people, I think I've just had my guy, Greg, sales guy, say we've already had two people contact us. So the first five people who get in touch, and I'm not, like I say, I hate scarcity. I'm not doing it for that reason. We just only have that much capacity internally. It's a really busy month for us. So first five people who do this will lock that price in. If you contact us any time outside of that, it's actually going to be more than 7K, but it'll be 7K plus. We still love to work with you.
I think it's like, even like for someone like, I mean, in our community in Brand Hypergrowth, like most people already doing like 6-7 figures, right? Because we have this criteria for people getting into the community, right? So let's say if they have something that's already like working, right? So they're making money, everything is good, right?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, it's like, you know, like for us, you know, for us the same, it's like, okay, we have like the, let's say the regular product pages with driving people too, right? Then we might have like direct response product page that we, you know, like drive people to our landing page, right? Mm-hmm. That one thing, like, fuck, like you buy the same amount of traffic, just sending people to different places.
Let's do an example based on your knowledge. So let's say someone, you know, you speak, Alex, you have an amazing community, you have amazing service as well in the business, and you deal with a lot of customers. Let's give a typical case study. So someone who comes to you, what conversion rate will they have? Just 2%, very broadly.
2%.
2%. Okay. How many hits are they doing per month?
Yeah, like 100,000.
Yeah, that's about all right. And then let's say what kind of
product? 40, 50 bucks.
Okay, let's go 50 quid. So at the moment, they're coming to you. They get a 2% conversion rate of 100,000 at 50 quid. So they're doing 2,000 a month and their revenue is going to be 100,000. So let's say, again, we just increase their conversion rate by 1%. So we're not even doubling it. We're just increasing it by 1%. We increase their AAV maybe by 10 because at a higher price tier, you can get a bit more flexible with kind of suggestion walls and such. So they've gone from 2% to 3%. Mm. They've gone from 2,000 conversions to 3,000 conversions. That increase in AOV has gone $10. They're making an additional $60,000 per month just for a 1% increase.
So if you do this, right? Like if you take this package, I mean, I don't give a fuck, you know, if people buy like or not, like you don't care as well. But it's like, you know, business becomes more efficient, right? Business becomes more profitable. Business becomes more competitive. You're just like spending the same amount of ads, right? Like you're just getting like more
sales. The thing with this is it's not just a flash in the pan. This is month on month for no extra input. You don't have to change it. So month on month, from month one, you've got 1100% return on your investment.
Okay, no conversion increase, right? Let's say no conversion increase, like, okay, like, but like average order value increased by like $5.
You've gone up. Okay, so $5 increase. And this is unheard of, by the way. If we don't increase your conversion rate, we work until we do. But let's say, for example, this there's no increase, but your AOV goes up. So your AOV is now $55. Okay, that doesn't make sense. There should be an additional revenue. So what's your order value? 50, increase your AOV. So AOV is after that. So your additional revenue per month. Okay, it should calculate. They haven't obviously factored this one in. I'll speak to Andy.
So it would be like five. Okay, so it would be like $5 per transaction, right? Like how many?
Yeah, so 5,000 times 2,000, basically. Like 10,000 G's. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if we just put in a tiny conversion rate, let's see if that affects it. Maybe you have to have a conversion rate increase in here.
Oh, it must be. Yeah. It doesn't even accept.
we don't know anything about not increasing your conversion rate.
We don't fucking accept.
There you go. So even like a 1%, your additional revenue is just ridiculous. It's crazy. This is how powerful it is. And like, this is why we built this tool, is to showcase, because not many people get it. Like they don't think about it because it's not sexy, right? Like changing your website, making a few changes.
I think, man, it's like people think like, and especially people are profitable, right? Like maybe they don't want to break anything, right? And that's normal. You know, we also like, we're not breaking anything, so we're testing it, right? But what if, let's say you just built like a, let's say you built like a, you buy another domain, right? And you have now like two stores, right? You're driving traffic to, right? Like, and you just compare both, and then you like, you can like drive ads to both of those,
right?
And then you can like, whichever one people buy from, like you win, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, 100%. And you can build it on the theme as well. So you can soon turn the theme off. But that never happens. That 0.0. That's why my co-founder didn't put in the logic that I'm going to use that as an excuse, because we never increase conversion rates. That's why. So even if it's 0.1, you're still making a huge, huge return.
Man, this is awesome. So yeah, guys, if you want to, I'll drop the link as well. If you want to take advantage of this, I think it's no brainer, man. Like, because
thank you.
Even those things like, okay, fucking average order value, right? Like that one fucking thing. Like, and so it's kind of like we're measuring just like this one thing with like immediate like return, right? Like this month, right? Like everyone wants instant results. It's normal. Like, that's why like I gained like 35 pounds and like couldn't lose it for a year because like, oh, maybe I need this fucking like pills or I need to like this fucking, you know, yeah. It's like, I need to add this to my water. No, you need to fucking exercise and right. Eat well.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I get that.
But it's, everyone wants these instant results, but it's also the compound effect, right? Okay, so again, let's say you increase your average order value just a little bit, right? Then like, I mean, again, like you become more competitive. You can spend more on ads. You can bid higher on ads. You can just push your fucking competition.
It's not black or white. Yeah. I mean, all I can talk about is conversion rate and the direct result of that conversion rate. But you absolutely, you know, it will open up, you know, you can afford to order more stock at a cheaper price because you can order in higher volume. Right. Like it has a knock-on effect, right?
Correct. Exactly. Because now it's your competitive edge, right? And it's...
Right.
I mean, on the other side, I mean, in some markets it's easier, in some markets it's harder to be like very competitive, right? Like you're creative, those kind of like things need to be like very high level, especially if you're in competitive markets. But on the conversion side, it's pretty much within your control. Like, you know, those tweaks, like those changes. And from what I'm seeing, like most people are just like, yeah, well, how do I buy like ads? How do I buy this like tactics, which
exactly.
Is good, right? But like, fuck, like where do you drive people to?
Yeah, exactly.
And like, I think it's a good offer. It's a very good offer that pays for itself. It's probably better than buying like a car because it will pay for your
it depreciates as soon as you drive it away, right? We've all been there.
But it's good, man. It's good stuff, and you shared a lot of insights. So either way, guys, you can take these insights, implement them in your business.
Either way, even if you don't fill in that form, and I think we've had quite a few people fill that form in, but even if you don't, just implement what I've said, head on over to our YouTube channel, just YouTube landing page, guys. There's loads of free content, and just make some changes, because I guarantee you, like, hopefully if you've learned anything from this, is that even a 0.5% increase can generate you a hell of a load of revenue. So just go and do it, honestly, guys.
Oh man, that's awesome. So, yeah, guys, maybe you have some questions, is that okay if people hit you up? Like,
Of course. Just okay, drop some questions in the chat. I'm happy to answer anything.
Okay, so I'll drop your Facebook profile here so people can hit you up if they have any questions. Man, it's been good. It's been very good. And I hope you guys got a lot of value from it. Like, you know, when we have these calls with you, I'm like, you're constantly getting back to this foundation. Something you forget, you know? So sometimes it's just like, as you said, like this like rabbit hole. It's like, fuck. And then the numbers you put in perspective. Now I'm thinking about all of our other stuff.
Fuck. I knew that calculator was going to do some damage in people's heads, because, you know, that's what we've tried to. I'm amazed it took us 8 years to do it, but we've tried to educate people in videos, in events, in talks like this, on sales calls, like. And you can sing as long as you want of how important conversion rates are. But when you show people, that's when people are like, shit, okay, I didn't realize. Like,
okay. Can you drop that link again?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Calculator?
Yeah, of course. All done.
Cool, man. That's awesome. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Yeah. And guys, if you have any questions, reach out to Oliver. If you feel it's a good fit for you to do it, do it. Because it pays for itself, you know. That's what it's designed to do, right? Like, I mean,
why we've always built off organic referrals, and you know, we don't do paid ads or anything. So, there's a reason we've been doing this.
You do this, and then like you're just like, hey, Oliver, I need like another like fucking 20 lenders.
I like the match, and then I walk off. Oh dear. Cool. All right, man. Have an amazing day. Thank you, everyone, for watching, and just hit me up if you need any help.
Thank you, Oliver.
Brother, I'll speak to you soon. Cheers, bye.
Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're looking for help in scaling your e-commerce business or dropshipping business, then just go to ecommercescalingsecrets.com, ecommercescalingsecrets.com, and fill up the form, and we'll see exactly how we can help you to take your business to the next level. Thank you.